Let's go to our good friend Scott Tilley, Track Ranch Therapeutic Riding and Kids. What's up, my friend?
Hey, good morning, Tucson. Wake up.
Good morning, Scott Tilley. Thanks for bringing us our one of the best things ever, which is the Track Ranch calendar.
Are these naked horse pictures?
No, I don't think any of them have pants, so it's probably true. This is awesome. I love this thing, so I'm a fan. And then, of course, I got Charm. I Wake Up Tucson, we sponsored November, so it says Wakey's Rock over there on November 30th, so I'm happy to have Charm. I Smooch would have been my pick, of course, as always, but I'm happy with Charm.
Next year, my friend.
So,
next year.
I know we're in the middle of tax credit season, which is a very important part of what you do at Track. But real quick for a minute, remind all the Wakeys who didn't come to our amazing party on October 17th at your place, what does Track do and how does it do it?
Well, we're a local nonprofit. We've been impacting the Tucson community for over 16 years. We strengthen kids and community through our animal interactions. And how we do that is, our kids will receive specific vocational skills that will aid in their efforts to help themselves, each other, and the Tucson community. And the one thing we want all your listeners to know, Chris, is our kids are on track.
They are?
Yes, sir.
Again, you blew so many people away at our party who had never been there before going, this place is amazing.
Well, thank you.
Right.
We're looking to do that again. We're looking at March 24th, and we're going to take over Trail Dust Town.
Oh, interesting.
So I would love for you and the Wakeys and everyone in Tucson to be a part of that. It should be a fabulous time. We're going to have animals out there. I just love Trail Dust Town. We've got a great collaboration with them. It should be an awesome event.
No, that's a great way to, as we like to say, activate that space and bring attention to the good work you guys are doing at Track.
Yeah.
So here's a little call out to the Wakeys. All right. So sad to say, in the last couple of months, Track has been asked to get out of their spot by the landlord. I'm saying this as nicely as possible. All right. Me and Smooch are a little ticked.
He's looking at me as a property owner. as maybe one of those evil landlords as well. Not this one.
But so we need to find a spot for Track to move to. So what kind of, if you were, because we have so many Wakeys that, you know, live in that area, they may know a spot, who knows? I mean, Bruce is the perfect guy to be on today because I know you have friends that might have dirt in that area or things like that. But we really need help with to find a home for Track. So if you were going to find a spot to move Track, what would that be? Area-wise, how big do you need? What would be some just basic parameters for a new home for Track to land?
Well, I think ultimate facility would probably be somewhere around 5 to 10 acres, Chris. We do some riding lessons. We do birthday parties. We've got about 63 animals at the current time.
Okay.
And that ranges from rabbits, chickens, ducks, goats, sheep. We've got 3 pot-bellied pigs, of course, our miniature donkeys and your favorite friend, Smooch.
Absolutely.
And then we've got 15 horses, I think. So, we would just need basically some good dirt and place to operate. Would love to stick in the area that we're in.
Right. You can't go out to the edges too wide because you've already built this community of people.
Yeah,
that rely on the centrality of where you're at.
Yes, and I love the location where we are. We've been in this area for the duration of our existence. We started over on Craycroft and River, basically across from St. Gregory's and Castle Hill, and in 2016 we relocated over to our current location. And so now we just really need help finding a new place really reaching out to all your listeners.
So Wakeys, you know where to call us, 790-2040. If you don't want it to call up, email me at wakeuptucsoncomments@gmail.com. wakeuptucsoncomments@gmail.com. If you know of a space, you have a space, you know someone who owns land, that 5 to 10 acres, somewhere centrally located that can serve Scott's volunteers, because you have so many volunteers, and at the same time, the kids that rely on that central location to do the work and improve their lives.
Yeah, we've probably impacted close to, I think it was a little over 3,000 kids last year came through the program. I think the numbers on our volunteers were about 850 volunteers through the year. We just finished our last volunteer orientation, and I had 22 volunteers show up for that orientation. So we continue to do good and impact the community. We do a lot of events around town, you know, partner with TMC Children's Clinic, Ronald McDonald House, Arizona School for the Deaf and Blind, a variety of assisted living homes and memory care facilities that we do work at. So we just really need your help. Find a new place so we can continue this great service that we provide.
Well, there's got to be somewhere where there's 5 to 10 acres of undeveloped dirt that this man can put some corrals and a couple of buildings on and continue the good work that you're doing. So I love what you're doing. Again, obviously, we know that kids have been so much more affected even in the last few years, right, between lockdowns and technology and their stupid phones and broken families and all of these crazy things, right, that what you guys are providing at Track is the need is greater than ever.
Yeah, it's very essential. I think our mental health out there is, you know, it's a lot of people are struggling. And just to be on the ranch and be around these animals, your level of stress just comes down.
And this is proven therapy. This is stuff that's very, very well known. The results are dramatic. Wherever you see these sorts of programs exist, it's an amazing therapeutic program.
Yeah. You see these people's stress levels just come down. And we call it our Track magic, because it is magical.
I love it. Matt, that question you put on there, that's one we're working on too. So Matt was typing me a question of something you and I have already talked about as a possibility. So Matt's on it. Matt Neely's the best. So part of this is too, right? We want you to support through your, what tax credit do you qualify for? What's the maximums, all that good stuff?
They just recently raised it to...
it's some stupid number.
Yeah, it was like 841 and... 421, but it's $841 for a married couple, and I believe $421 for a single, and it is a dollar for dollar off your Arizona state taxes. So there's you know, if you did that before the end of the year, I believe you can get donation on the federal side as well. You have to check with your accountant, but
you would have the basic standard donation deducted kind of thing, but at the same time, the state tax credit, of course, is if you owe $1,000 and you gave $841 to Track as a company from the state, you'd get $841 subtracted off your $1,000 bill.
Yes.
So it goes to Track instead of going to the state.
And now more than ever before, at least in the last 14 years or so, better to give it to Track than give it to the governor.
Absolutely.
You know what she's going to do.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
It's true.
Just a little extra motivation, Wakeys. I'm just saying.
This is not just for politics. It's either give it to Katie or give it to Track. So anyway, we need help finding a spot for this young man and the great work that him and the entire Track family is doing. Smooch needs a place to make this happen and for a new home. So remember, wakeuptucsoncomments@gmail.com, or you can call us 790-2040, and Matt will get your information. So Scott Tilley, keep up the good work, buddy.
Thank you, my friend.
The Wakeys are going to pull for you.
I love it. So thank you, guys.
All right. Remember, tax credits, very important. We have a lot of great places that qualify for them, and Track is one that deserves your attention. So help us out with Track Ranch, please. You're at Wake Up Tucson, 1030 The Voice, local news and talk.